It's time now for Forever Home, a feature here on KUMD, helping local shelter animals find their forever homes. Faye Peters of Contented Critters is on the line with us this morning, and we're talking about a little poodle mix named Cooper. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning, Lisa.
So if Cooper's a poodle mix, this I know about him, he's probably really smart.
Yes, and he is scared to death.
Oh, that's another thing about being really, really smart. Sometimes the unknown, you can imagine all kinds of horrible things, and poodles are kind of good at that once in a while.
Well, he was found walking on a country road over in Polk County. We took him from another shelter because they were crowded and they didn't want to fool with him. He had really bad ear infection. We took him to the groomers. He had hot spots, which are starting to clear now. He's just terrified. He needs somebody that can spend a whole lot of time with him. He will. He don't run from me anymore, but I don't have the time to spend with him that I should to get him to come around more. He's about 10, 11 years old, something like that.
Which,
I don't know if he came out of a puppy mill, a hoarder. I don't know what's happened to this little guy.
Other than he's had a really hard time of it, and he's going to need somebody or a family with some real patience and time.
You better believe it.
And you can bring these dogs around in many instances. One of the things that really, really helps is if you've got and air quotes, emotionally healthy dog already, because that dog...
Well, I got chihuahuas.
Oh, boy. that's another conversation right there. But if you've got a dog that is just, you know, well-adjusted, happy, healthy, whatever, the new dog, the frightened dog, can pattern from that dog, and they can teach one another really, really well, and that goes so far. That does so much work helping the shy dog, the frightened dog, kind of come out of their shell and figure out what the rules are.
He's in here. He's laying on a dog bed now with some of the others. You know, he is coming around. It's slow going here. You know, like I said, I just don't have the time to spend with him that he needs.
So somebody who maybe is looking for an animal with special needs, in air quotes, a dog that really needs somebody, that special person with the extra time and patience, that's who we're looking for.
Yeah, and he's only got about 5 teeth left. Like I said, I don't know what's happened to him, you know.
But whatever it was, he hasn't enjoyed the last few months before he got with you, at least.
Well, we know that much, you know. In the shelter he came from, he was in a locked in. They don't take him out. And he was in with a bunch of big dogs, which I'm sure scared the heck out of him. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's happened to him.
So if you've got a quiet home and a lot of time, or you know somebody who has a quiet home and a lot of time, he might be just the guy for you.
Yeah, and it didn't take but 2 or 3 days to get him housebroke. He, you know, he's done real good with that. At one time in his life, maybe he was housebroke, and he just caught back on, you know. But he's a real sweet little fellow. He's cute as he can be.
Well, Faye, thanks so much for talking to us this morning, and let's hope that Cooper can find that special someone. Folks who are interested in adopting Cooper or getting more information about him can contact Contented Critters Animal Sanctuary. Their number is 218-638-2153. Faye, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good day.
Faye Peters this morning with Contented Critters Animal Sanctuary. You can find out more about Cooper and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Go online to KUMD.org. You can read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.